Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. As most of you know, the much-beloved singer-songwriter Prince died recently of natural causes at the age of 58. He was a musical innovator, best known for his eclectic work and his flamboyant stage presence, his extravagant dress and makeup, and a wide vocal range. You know, Prince sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling artists of all time. But with the mourning over his death barely over, bickering has already begun over Prince's estimated $200 to $300 million estate and $500 million back catalog. Prince died with no known will, so his sister Tyka Nelson and five remaining half-siblings will likely inherit his fortune under Minnesota state law. But whatever the final result, squabbling over the millions promises to be a drawn-out process. BBC ran an article written by Kate Ashford, which spells out a lot of the ramifications of contesting a will and other aspects of wealth transfer after death. So, as I always like to do, we take a recent celebrity's death to educate you about your money. Now, here's a true story. A mother and father own a farm and have four children. Only one of the children, let's call him Michael, works on the farm, and he does so for 40 years for little pay, keeping it afloat, while the other three children have successful careers elsewhere. In their estate documents, the parents stated that when they die, the family farm should go to Michael and the family home should go to the other three siblings. Unfortunately, the parents also added a paragraph that said, "These are the arrangements to be carried out unless the children vote to change it." Now, after the parents' death, the other three siblings outvoted Michael and they're suing him for a quarter of the value of the entire farm. If they win, the farm will be liquidated, leaving Michael with only a quarter of the value of the operational farm at age 60. This is a situation facing a financial planner in the state of Virginia who says there's no question what the parents' intentions were, but the siblings are still taking Michael to court. They no longer speak to each other. They all think Michael is being greedy, and they will lose their court battle, but the family may never heal. So you see, contesting a will is a gut-wrenching process and could potentially be avoided if more families talked about estate planning in advance. Despite the many obvious benefits of estate planning, three-quarters of all wealthy families in the U.S. don't discuss money and inheritance ahead of time. You know, so they don't get a chance to avoid the misunderstandings and the unintended consequences after they're gone. You know, there's also a lot of animosity that develops over the years and makes wills that much more contentious. The war extends beyond the will into settling decades of simmering tensions. So if you're in a situation where you're faced with contesting a will, make sure you have good reasons and a fair amount of stamina, because disputing a will isn't easy. And here's what you should know. You'll need to provide an acceptable legal argument for invalidating the will. You'll also need the resources to pay a lawyer who specializes in estate litigation, and that can cost tens and tens of thousands of dollars. And you need the confidence to go up against your family if circumstances warrant it. So, given how disputing a will can be difficult, emotional, and expensive, make sure you know what you're getting into ahead of time. Also, depending on where you live, you may also need to have a standing to contest a will. To have standing, you'd need to have been in line to inherit, even if there has been no will. When there's no estate document, the rules of intestacy apply, which are the state or country laws that apply to the transfer of an estate after death. Typical intestacy rules might pass property to a spouse first, children second, parents third, and so on, down to the last next of kin. If you aren't one of those people, you're a family or a friend, for instance, you can't dispute a will unless you can prove that there was a will out there before that said, "I leave all my money to my friend," and then was changed. So if you plan to contest a will, you'll need to act before any statute of limitations applies too. In most U.S. states, that's 2 years after the will has been legally filed with the probation court. If in doubt, consult an estate attorney on how much time you have to take action. And do it now. With a cool head, see if you have a case. It's not enough to be sad or angry about a will's contents or to think in terms that it's just simply unfair. You have to show valid legal grounds for overturning the deceased's written wishes. And these include lack of capacity to write or understand the will, undue influence by someone else, fraud or forgery, and the burden of proof will always rest on the person attempting to contest the will. And look for an incontestability clause. This is a clause in a will that states that if anyone contests it, they won't receive whatever inheritance was originally assigned. It's an incontestability clause. You get it? If the clause exists and you live in a state that accepts it, contesting the document will leave you with nothing. Also, consider the outcome. If you're successful in challenging the will and it's found to be invalid, any previous will that exists will become the official document. If there is no earlier will, the provisions of intestacy rules will apply. States and countries have different rules, but they generally follow lines of spouses, civil partners, and children in that order, and in various percentages of the total value of the estate. Also, consider the financial cost. Depending on the outcome you're pursuing, the costs may outweigh the benefit. Probate litigation is not cheap, so don't fight a case where the potential winnings are roughly the same as your legal expenses. Why would you do that? All the headache and heartache will simply just not be worth it, and absolutely not worth the trouble. And consider the personal cost. If you decide to contest a will, you'll likely deal with family members or close friends, so be prepared to sever ties afterward. And hire the right person. Don't trust anyone with a sensitive legal matter. Instead, find an expert in the field who does nothing but estate planning. Don't hire your lawyer friend. And do it smarter. Communicate beforehand. Speak to the family and loved ones before they die so you know what to expect. And finally, agree to disagree. While you may think you deserve your fair share, always remember you don't get to decide what your parents do with their money. They could give it all to charity. They could give it all to you and your siblings, or leave it to someone who's not even a part of the family. So lower your expectations to zero. Speak with them beforehand and accept whatever decision they make, just as you'd want your kids to accept whatever decision you make. And I want to thank BBC and Kate Ashford's article for supplying me with the information to share with you today. And don't forget to visit our website at onthemoneyradio.org to keep up with all the show's interviews and comments, and sign up for our weekly updates, too, to make sure you don't miss anything important. We're also on SoundCloud and we podcast, and you know the drill. We can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We look forward to you signing up and getting our weekly update and hearing the show any place and any time that you wish.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.